A new state law required school districts to keep detailed attendance and engagement records this year to make sure students online didn't fall behind. But an FM89 investigation found students were counted present when they did little more than log in. Sarith Hawk took a deep dive into the data at one school district. She found that attendance numbers do not reflect the frustrating reality of the school year.
After over a year online, Madera South High School adopted a hybrid schedule in April so students could return to classrooms a couple of days a week. But walk into Rodia Montgomery Gentry's 12th grade economics class in early June, and it felt like school was already out. Desks with plastic dividers lined the room, but there were only three students.
Everyone, would you mind turning on your camera? It's our last day, might as well.
Most of the students Montgomery Gentry was talking to were still online. Out of 27 logged in, 8 had their cameras turned on, but most of those cameras pointed at the ceiling.
And the students have heard probably every single class time me announce, so-and-so, are you here? Put in the chat if you're here, unmic yourself if you're here, nothing.
It was a challenging year for Montgomery Gentry and other teachers. Just because students were officially in attendance, or at least logged in, that doesn't mean they were participating or even there. Senior Daniel Lupian-Seha was one of the few students in the room. He says he had always cared deeply about school, but in the pandemic, he lost his motivation, his drive. Online learning made classwork seem, well, empty.
It felt like if it wasn't in person, then it just didn't feel as real. It felt like a phone call versus actually like being there and talking with someone.
Madera Unified is a poor district. Nearly 90% of students receive a free or reduced price lunch. Here at Madera South High, the vast majority of students are English learners. 70% speak Spanish at home, and others speak indigenous languages, like Zapoteco and Mixteco. So how are these students doing? FM89 filed a Public Records Act request for the school's attendance records, and officially, the chronic absenteeism rate was just 5%, meaning nearly all of its students were going to class. But that's not what teachers and students were seeing, and even the district admits that official statistic is misleading.
It's inflated. I mean, it's absolutely inflated.
Allison Crafton, director of student services at Madera Unified, was in charge of making sure records were compliant with state requirements.
And you can literally be on your phone with your friends and YouTube and or sleeping.
But that's not how the district was supposed to count attendance. Under a law signed by Governor Newsom last June, administrators were required to track not only whether students showed up, but how much they participated in distance learning. For example, whether they communicated with their teacher or turned in assignments. But even though we requested it, the district didn't share that detail with us. And neither did other districts in the Valley, like Fresno and Clovis Unified. And so, Crafton says, the true level of student engagement remains unknown.
And quite frankly, I don't know that there's any way to tell.
Senior Daniel Lupian-Seha was counted as president when he was online. He would log on, but he wouldn't do the work. Eventually, taking a job pulling weeds from grape crops seemed like a more sane use of his time.
I was mostly in the fields, like working, trying to earn money, because that seemed more important to me at the time than just keeping up my grades.
But when school reopened, he changed course.
What helped me get back into school was realizing that if I don't put in the effort into my work, I might not graduate.
One way you can judge how engaged students were this year is with their grades.
Because you were here last semester.
In Montgomery Gentry's economics class, 11 students got D's and F's. That's twice as much as during a normal year, where she says the average is 4 to 5. Econ, or civics, is a graduation requirement, so students who fail this class can't graduate. Many students could get by with marked attendance by either logging in, turning in work, or having contact with teachers. But without the requirement to turn cameras on, and with piling workloads, Crafton says, the number of D's and F's shot up in the first semester.
That if they weren't self-motivated to learn, and even if they were, some of the depression, some of the sadness, some of the feeling overwhelmed, feeling very apathetic about school kicked in to a degree that really interfered with them.
Districts were required to reach out to students if they dropped off. Crafton says part of the district's plan was more home visits. This past year, the district logged more than 4,000 home visits. In a normal year, that number was 500. Visits ranged from engagement attempts to meal deliveries and award recognitions. Despite the challenges, Crafton says she believes the law forced the district to make necessary changes to address individual student needs.
What we sometimes lost sight of is the human compassion and understanding of why perhaps that family or that child that day or that month or whatever is not in a place to be able to receive any of the things that we want to teach him or her.
The law allowing distance learning expires at the end of the month, and students will return to classes 5 days a week in the fall.
You have your final on Thursday.
Back in Ms. Rodia Montgomery Gentry's nearly empty classroom, she's getting ready to sign off for the last day of school, addressing both students in the class and online.
It's been an honor to be called your teacher. And it's been an honor to be called your guys' teacher.
Tears begin to form in her eyes as she addresses a screen of digital squares.
This is hard on you. It's hard on teachers. But you made it. You made it.
Montgomery Gentry says she believes the most important lesson for students this year was resiliency, a life lesson they'll carry into adulthood. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.